You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros, Rob and Souk.
Sunday.
It's 5:03.
Sunday.
Look at us on time.
I'm sorry, what?
We're on time.
Yeah, a little bit. It's weird. That'll change soon. Coming up tonight in the club.
The interesting thing is, like, when it's time to go to break on time, you almost feel uncomfortable going to break. I've seen this the last couple days.
Yeah, it's too early.
It'll be like 5:27, and we're supposed to break at, well, 5:27. And there's, like, this weird, like, you don't know what to do. You're like, well, we break.
Yeah, I noticed this yesterday because you wanted to start a brand new story at 5:27.
Like, it's...
And...
It's time to break.
You started talking, and I was like, you're teasing it, right? You're like, no, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, like, it's time to break. There's a natural break there.
Quick, well, tell a three-minute joke.
I think you've come to this point where you are uncomfortable breaking when we're supposed to break.
I'm trying to look at what we have going on in the club tonight. Oh, get this.
I'm ready to get.
First of all, I've got hot underwear talk.
Oh. All right. Hot underwear talk?
Yeah.
Male or female?
Both.
Hot underoos talk.
We will talk panties. I'm going to give it to you.
Whoa. Give it to me.
I'll tell you what. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Panties is a very uncomfortable word. It just is.
It's a horrible word.
It is.
Horrible
I don't care under what context you use it.
Well,
it's awful. My little,
you got to get it moist.
My oldest daughter, who's now 22. Thanks, Mike. Thanks
we
for
didn't,
that.
We didn't need this.
Of course we needed it.
When she was
you know better.
When she was little. And I'm talking like 3 and 4. She would refer to her underwear as panties. And it's like, just please stop. Don't do that.
Well,
it's all bad.
Underwear is best unspoken, right? Like,
yes.
We don't, it's still, even if just using the term underwear, it's just, it's kind of uncomfortable. It's
but
like,
you know, when you've got a 3-year-old,
we don't need to talk about underwear.
And remember, I came into my daughter's life when she was 3 years old, right? And so, like, it's a learning curve for me, but you get hit with a, because at first she would just call me Jason until she called me dad like a year later. But I'll tell you what, it's a trip to have a 3-year-old utter this sentence, Jason, I peed my panties.
Yeah, first time you heard that?
Or I pooed my panties, and you're like, look, I get it, right? We'll get you cleaned up, but can we just say pants or underoos, you know, anything? Just
I think underoos is funny.
I like draws.
Yeah, whatever, just... I had to try to steer her away from that because it made me very, very uncomfortable to this day. It still does.
My wife always said unders.
Unders.
She always called them unders.
Unders. Yeah, and that's better, right?
I guess.
It'd be even worse if it
not
was,
much as good.
It'd be worse if your 3-year-old boy was like, Dad, I peed my panties. You're like, ah!
Again?
Damn it, son.
I've got a survey from Tommy John. You know they make undies.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Tommy John's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quality pair.
Crazy, man. That's a guy who is known for his elbow surgery and his underwear. Very random.
I don't think it's the same person, but
darn it.
Yeah. By the way,
the old Tommy John, not
Spendy underwear,
not
Tommy
under
John's.
Yeah. Are they good?
Yeah, but I get them on the discount at the Nordstrom rack. You got to get them on the clearance counter. They're like $35 a pair.
Are they worth it?
A pair?
A pair. No.
Not like a 12-pack.
No, one pair. Like 30,
that's
35
outrageous.
Bucks, depending on what, you know.
Mike's offended.
Believe me, I was too.
You need at minimum 7 pairs of underwear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$35 a pair?
No.
What?
But if you go to the Nordstrom rack, even at the Nordstrom rack, I want to say they're like 20, 25 bucks, which is still way more than anyone should be paying for underwear. But if you wait, they'll get them on the clearance aisle, and then you can get them for between like 6 to 12 bucks. Then at that point, great pair of underwear. You'll love them, super comfortable, and you'll feel better about dropping 10 bucks. But $35? Hell no.
A lot of people texting in britches as well. being a key one.
Yeah, it's a solid one.
Britches. Well, I'll tease it by saying this. We'll do this in the club, but what percentage of people don't change their underwear daily? I'm going to make you guess that.
No.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh. Yes. They did a survey.
Yes.
Any answer above 0% is going to upset me greatly.
And we're talking about adults?
Yeah. They surveyed 1,000 Americans. Boy, Americans.
I'm ready to be outraged. I'm ready to be pissed off.
If it's 1%, I'm outraged.
Yes.
Come on.
We'll find out. That'll be in the club 6 to 7.
Wow.
How much would you pay for lifetime pasta at Olive Garden?
Is this coming back?
Yeah, they're doing the lifetime thing. And I also have I ran across a story about, we were talking about Greenland yesterday. Mm-hmm. We will explain Trump wanting to buy Greenland. There are a few factors here.
By the way, Greenland said no.
Well, yeah, they say it's not for sale.
No. Everything's for sale.
Well, That's true.
I got one of those things in the mail today telling me they want to buy my house cash. I don't have to make any improvements. Yeah.
I get those all the time.
Yeah.
Is anybody ever like, do you, that's a good topic too.
That sounds like a scam.
Well, no.
Well, they're not scams, but they're
low. I mean, they're house flippers.
They just want to take advantage of the people that have to get out of from under something right now. They'll just lowball them and then.
Here's an offer you will find most unfair, and it's our final offer.
I get those a lot. I get mailers a lot from other agents, you know, because our house was on the market. Yeah, so it's just like, oh, my God. Yeah. Man. All right. Well, anyway, the club 6 to 7. Coming up this hour, we have Fun with Audio. You'll hear from Bill Walton and some other stuff. But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Mac and cheese.
I would crush
you. You have to have the hard tip.
Yeah, no peanut butter on the wing.
Number five.
All right. BMW Championship FedEx Cup Playoffs. Playoffs? Hideki Matsuyama has taken the lead 12 under. He shot a 63 at Medina today.
Ooh, that's a buttery 63.
He's got a one-shot lead on Patrick Cantlay and Tony Finau. Also, Justin Thomas, two back. Tiger Woods shot another 71, so he's two under par. He's tied for 49th. I had a friend in high school named Tig.
Did you really?
His name was Tig Soderberg.
And that was a real?
That was his name, yeah.
Like T-I-G?
T-I-G-E.
I'll bet you there's a lot of kids, because Tiger's what, like 40?
T-I-G-E.
He's my age, like 43, 44.
I'll bet you there's a lot of young pups coming up right now named legitimately Tiger.
Yeah, so he has to finish top 10 if he wants to make the finals next week.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But there's no cut in this, so he does get to play over the weekend. But next week is the top 30, and that is the championship tournament.
He's battling, a bad oblique? I think he's got
going on. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's always battling a bad something.
He's got something. He's battling old. And who is it?
San Diego Padres have been pretty disappointing. Their record is 56-64. But they have one of the most exciting young players in baseball, shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. But he is now, they say, lost for the season due to a back injury. So the Padres will be without him.
Does it really matter, though?
Not really for them. I mean, I don't know. There's 7.5 back in the wild card.
Some people thought the Padres might be a bit of a surprise team this year.
Their bullpen's been a mess, but they're building towards something.
Sure,
I mean, they're close.
They got young players.
And Tatis is exciting. If you haven't seen him play, he's worth a watch. But they expect him to now be out for the season. Mariners are playing the Blue Jays. It is 6-2 at the end of 3 in Toronto.
Vladdy Jr. just hit himself a two-run shot.
Have you watched him much? Vladdy Jr., talk about another exciting young player.
I saw him early on. In fact, when we went to back east, I saw him play live. That's who we saw play against the Blue Jays. And there is a buzz when that guy comes up to the plate.
Oh, for sure. He looks like his daddy. He swings like his daddy.
Yeah. His home run tonight is a swing like his dad.
He hasn't put up big numbers yet, but I saw a stat that showed that his numbers through the first however many at-bats he has are literally identical to his dad's, and his dad is in the Hall of Fame. So that means he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Plenty of hype coming in.
He's not even the best rookie on that team, though.
Bichette?
Bo Bichette is insane.
Yeah, he's good.
Doubles machine.
Our Sprague Little Leaguers are at the Little League World Series in Williamsport. It's the first ever trip for a team from Salem.
I think it's the seventh. I heard today. Oregon, little league team to make it.
That's right.
Murray Hill made it the last time I remember.
State of Oregon represented at the tournament for the seventh time. Their overall record is not very good, 6-13. So they are underway against the Mid-Atlantic representative from Elizabeth, New Jersey. If we win, we play...
Which is a dump, by the way.
Okay. If we win, we play Sunday. If we lose, we play tomorrow. There are 8 U.S. teams and 8 international teams. It's double elimination. The bracket's really confusing. But at last check, Oregon was winning 2-1.
And Mexico, our boot, dominated the American hat, which was Canada. They shut them out.
3 NFL teams hit with big injuries today. Jets inside linebacker, play caller, and team leader Avery Williamson is done for the season. He tore his ACL.
They just signed him to a new $22 million deal. And the kind of the crappy part about this is he was the only starter in towards the end of the second quarter. At that point, they had gotten all the starters out, but he was in there to kind of keep things together, to kind of be the leader of that group, collided with one of his own players, and that was it. Torn ACL.
Charger safety Derwin James is out for a significant amount of time due to a stress fracture in his foot.
That's a big one. One of the best young players in the league.
And the Cardinals already without Patrick Peterson for the first 6 games of the regular season due to suspension. Now cornerback Robert Alford is out 2 months. He has a leg injury.
Does either one of them play offensive line? Because that should be a major concern for the Cardinals because they can't block anyone so far this preseason.
Come too far together. Stop now.
Number one.
And number one, sticking with the NFL, Patriots receiver Josh Gordon has been reinstated by the league. He will return to New England.
And it sounds like New England is going to welcome him back. There was some talk that even if he got reinstated, would New England want to move on because the hoodie wouldn't talk about it. But the reports are today is that New England sees something in him. They think he can keep it clean. And they're going to give him another shot. And when he was on the field last year, 10-11 games, he was really productive for New England. Every time he's been able to stay on the field, the guy's a difference maker.
Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says Ziggy Ansah pulled his groin and will be out a bit, but he says nothing too serious there.
Dude, that guy is no offense to him, because he's a talented player, but he's always hurt.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Bobby Wagner is back at practice for Seattle, missed most of the last 2 weeks. Mikey Iupati re-injured a calf. No ETA on his return. There are rumors linking the Seahawks to a possible trade involving pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney.
Sounds like the Texans would want at least a second-round pick, and then if Seattle were to re-sign him, they would get a conditional third to go along with that, but it would be a one-year rental because the time has passed in order to sign a long-term deal, so I guess you could have a handshake deal that you were going to re-sign him, but he would be available to be a free agent next year because he cannot sign a long-term deal. It'd be what, like $15.9 million he would play on this year?
And tonight, yes, you're correct. Tonight in preseason, your Buffalo Bills are hammering Mike's Carolina Panthers 17-0. Josh Allen, 9 of 11, 102 yards.
Break him up!
Two other games. I did see that Frank Gore is trying to win the starting running back job with Buffalo.
Are you my Carolina Panthers? What?
How old?
He's old, but
is Frank Gore.
I guess he's pushing Shady McCoy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Frank Gore is a cyborg. He is unbelievable. One of the most underrated players of his generation. Gore.
He's 36 years old.
Look up his numbers.
39.
He's amazing.
Well, I think he's approaching like rarefied air as far as like all time yards. Like, we'll look and see what he has.
Dude,
on his
he's
career.
Awesome. Giants lead the Bears 7-3. Touchdown pass for Eli Manning. Daniel Jones is now in the game. He's 3 of 3 for 61 yards, so he'll be a Hall of Famer. And then the Dolphins are playing the Bucks, and no score at the end of one.
This is, I think, his 16th year, and he has rushed for damn near 15,000 yards.
Yeah, dude, he's just quietly been great.
Yes.
Everywhere he's been.
And remember, he's the one that suffered No, that was Willis McGahee. He came in to replace Willis McGahee, am I correct, when he blew out his knee in the national title game?
I thought he broke his leg.
Well, yeah, his knee went all kablooey. And I don't remember if it was his knee or his leg, but it was that horrific injury. He is fourth.
Frank Gore's the man.
All time. And if he plays and has even a halfway decent year, he will pass Barry Sanders. So basically after this year, he will be the third all-time leading rusher, only trailing Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith.
I don't think many, even really diehard NFL fans, would have guessed that.
No.
You know?
He is less than 500 yards away from passing Barry Sanders for third all time.
Now, do you think he will get more of the compiler tag, or will people actually view him as a good running back?
It'll get both, but he's great. Like, Curtis Martin is fourth, and I think Curtis Martin gets the tag of compiler, and he doesn't get the credit he deserves. I think Frank Gore will be called the compiler, but I do think we'll get a better reception. He'll get more love than Curtis Martin.
I don't really understand the whole compiler thing when you're talking about, and he's done it for 15 years.
In the most difficult position to play in the NFL, where they just
compiler, like, you
playing more than 7 years at that position is you're a freak.
I just think it's a feat to play so long.
Yes.
Right. And then all of a sudden you play long enough, and then suddenly you're just like, well, you're just a compiler. Like, that makes no sense to me.
The only thing,
like, you play long enough, which is a feat, and then they start to tear you down because you've played too long. It's like, oh, well, you've only just played long. That's the only reason you have that many yards. Well, no, he was awesome. He was awesome with the Niners. He was awesome with the Colts. And now he's trying to win the job with the Bills. Everybody wrote him off.
Yeah, Frank Gore is amazing. And the only thing that I think I'll buy into that is, look, it is peak. He wasn't Emmett Smith. He wasn't Walter Payton. He wasn't Barry Sanders. He wasn't LT, right? LaDainian Tomlinson's fifth or Eric Dickerson. At their peak, those guys were better players, right? He was never that sort of specimen, but he was also healthier and more durable than the vast majority of those guys. So even if he wasn't necessarily the high-end, very top player, all right, so you got an 8.5 for 15 years as opposed to getting a 10 for 7 or 8, there's room for both of those guys in the Hall of Fame, and there's room for the appreciation to get spread around.
Somebody texts, we got to go, but somebody texts, more underrated, Steven Jackson or Frank Gore? I'd say Gore.
Yeah, Gore was better than Steven Jackson.
Well, no, more underrated.
Frank Gore.
I think Gore. I think Jackson, even though he's going to be kind of lost in the shuffle because of, you know, no real playoff success, I think he gets recognized as a beast. Gore just kind of gets...
Yep, he just kind of...
You just don't remember how good he was. Yep. The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light on game day. Be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly. Up next, fun with sports audio on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, bros. Going to keep it light here.
Keep it loose on a Friday. Hey! Rob's the fun dad. Let's do this.
For a bit of time.
My cousin sent me a text, and he wanted to know if this was a sign of good parenting or bad. He said he was on his way to football practice with his son, who was 12. His son's name is Johnny. And he said he played a song for him. He's like, hey, Dad, you got to listen to this. And the lyrics were, the bees come in pairs like the bees in my nether regions, right? We gotta clean that up. So the
hairs?
Yeah, the hairs, if you will.
Okay.
And he said, I don't know if I'm more worried that he listens to that or if he's comfortable playing it for me. Am I the world's worst dad?
Wait.
What?
Hold on.
First of all,
so much things. Okay, who sings the who does the song?
What were the old balls like?
It's some rapper.
It's a rap song.
It's a rapper who's
and the kid is 12.
He's 12 years old,
and he's into the song.
He's on his way to football practice, and he's like, "Dad, you got to hear this song." He likes the song, and he wants his dad to listen to it.
Give me
with
the
him.
Lyric again.
The witches, but with the bees.
Oh my God!
Come in pairs, like the basketballs. In my fun bag, but
juggling a lot of balls.
But
here.
Replace fun bag with another inappropriate word that we can't say on the air.
Okay, that's by.
And he's like
Kyle.
He just sat there and was stunned and was like, and he didn't know whether he should be like, you can't listen to that, or if he was more worried that his son was like, you know what, my dad's gonna love this.
Well, I don't know. I think that's fine. You listen to whatever music you want at that age, right?
You're 12.
Well,
I listened to Dr. Dre's Chronic 2001 at that age.
Don't you think that because it's actually better that he let his dad listen to it because that may indicate that he doesn't know really what that means, right? Like if he knew what all that meant, he wouldn't let his dad listen to it. He'd be like, oh, man, I can't, you know, I don't want my dad hearing that, that knows that I'm listening to this. Come on. You know what I mean? So I think the kid's fairly innocent here. He probably just heard, it's probably going around at school, you know. You know how the dumb kids are.
Sure.
They just share all the, here, you got to listen to this, man.
The text line says it's Lil Yachty.
It's Lil Yachty.
Oh, okay. Lil Yachty.
Oh, yeah. It's Kyle Ice by featuring Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Because it's not a song without a featuring in parentheses.
I think there may be worse lyrics. I'm looking through the lyrics of that song. I don't know if that's necessarily the worst part of the song.
What would you do about that? What'd you tell him? Did you tell him he can't listen to the song? He's going to listen to it.
I told him he was the world's worst dad. And then I said, but at least you can try to tell yourself that you're the cool dad. So thumbs up.
What if the dad starts singing along to it?
Dad's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, turn it on.
Yeah, bumping.
What grade are you in when you're 12? Seventh, eighth grade?
Seventh grade. Between sixth and seventh grade, I think when you're 12.
I feel like once you're in seventh or eighth grade, that's kind of where you just listen to whatever music you listen to. Because as Suk would say,
yeah,
you're going to find it.
Yeah. All right, great.
I like the music I like.
We're all over it here. So I think that it's a little, that's borderline. But as a parent, I'd be like, I'd just roll my eyes and be like, all right, you probably shouldn't listen to that, but whatever. Here's $20. Get out of the car.
Treat women with respect. I took you to Little League when you were 10. Leave.
Chronic 2001 came out when I was 12.
So. And you listened to it?
Yes.
And look how you turned
out.
And look
Shady
at you.
LP.
And now you listen to death metal.
Yep.
You have a dead-end job. I mean, nothing's going right for you. I'm kidding.
You got a baby on the way that you can't provide for. Wait. Did I break news?
Oh, my God.
No. Even though you keep trying.
One of these days, I'm breaking Mike Lynch baby news. This is my
I'm not going to let you do it.
This is my new brand of reporting. I'm just going to keep doing it, and eventually, I'm going to be right. And you may not.
I'm going to slip Isaac the note first.
Yeah! I don't care.
Hey, by the way, we're pregnant, and then he can break it on the show you break it.
I'll still be right. I'll be like, I reported that months ago.
I'm the newsman anyway.
You are.
I'll get that story. All right, fun with sports audio. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I don't know if I'm Steve Ballmer ready, but I'm ready.
This was funny. Get Up is a show on ESPN.
Yeah. This is with, Greenberg, right?
Mike Greenberg, yeah. That's why he left the Mike and Mike radio show.
Jalen Rose on that, and I think the lady left, didn't she?
Yeah, it's like a rotating cast, but Greenberg's like the main guy.
I think Michelle Beadle was on there, but they gave her the heave-ho.
So now, this particular episode, I don't know who's on it regularly, but this particular episode had,
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan and Samantha Ponder. Sam Ponder.
Yeah.
So that's the woman you'll hear in this clip.
That was Bobby Carpenter explaining that every year that he played in the NFL, he would have his toenails.
Why are we doing this again?
Before the season began, so they wouldn't just get smashed up, and then they would just sort of grow in at their own pace over the course of the year.
This is a morning show.
I understand that.
Okay,
now, most
we
people probably
quit
don't
talking
want to
about
hear that.
Feet and toenails while people are eating their Cheerios.
All right.
Well, let's not talk about feet.
Daniel Jones.
Oh my God.
With that, we wrap up what's been a terrific week. Rex, I'll never see you again. The Little League World Series is next on ESPN. Enjoy it all day long.
I'm gone.
Okay, so Ponder couldn't keep it together.
No.
You did catch that in there?
Yes.
And where all Rex Ryan said was, let's not talk about feet.
Yeah, we know he's got the feetsy fetish. And Greenberg, who's the most straight-laced dude in the world, couldn't have been more uncomfortable.
Yeah, so what is the deal with Rex Ryan's foot fetish?
He likes feet. It turns him
but
on.
But how do we know that? Like, what was the whole deal with that?
Didn't he talk about it on Hard Knocks or something?
I don't
know
exactly how that came
out.
Some
sort of tattoo or something with his wife.
Yeah,
it
was that he got a tattoo of his wife's feet or something on him, and she was wearing a Jets jersey.
He's
got a foot fetish.
He admits openly that he has a foot fetish?
I believe he has admitted openly.
Okay. Yes.
Let's not talk about feet.
Yeah! It turns him on, which, by the way... Of all the things that can turn you on, that should be the least embarrassing thing.
A lot of people are into feet.
Sure.
I don't really get that.
I don't fully understand that either, but,
that's
you know.
A thing.
But, again, that's not something... There are some things that I get you probably... Oh, it was a video, right? There was a video that got released of his wife in the car with her feet out the window, and Rex was, you know... He was talking dirty. He was liking the feet.
Yeah, good for him.
But again, like, I get there's probably some things, like, if you're a if you're into, like, My Little Pony, what are those, the bronies? Or, you know.
Mike's a brony.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
You're a furry, or if you've got, like, a sex what's dungeon.
A I'm a furry, furry and a brony all
you haven't
the
seen
same
the furries?
Time.
No, what's
they,
that?
They dress up and, like, you find, like, what your sexual spirit animal is, like an ox or a wolf or whatever.
Sloth.
They're into animals.
Yeah. I think it's really sexy.
And then you wear, like, a full, like, zip-up pajama with a hood and everything of that animal.
Okay.
And then you prance around, and, you know. It's
and then
thing.
You, you know,
do yeah. it.
Like, have
they
some
do
fun.
It. They cut holes. You know, they come with.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But, you know, you got like that. I get why you're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I, you know, I want to keep that, you know, do it quiet. But you got a foot fetish? Feet turn you on? You like to suck some toes? Man, fly that flag proud.
Yuck.
What?
just saying that.
If that's what you're into,
give me a visual.
Sure.
No,
dude,
I get it.
I guarantee it. All three of us are into something weirder than that.
Me? No way.
Whatever.
Nope. Not me.
Okay, Mike, I guarantee Mike's just holding it in there because, you know, Mike's got like 12 things that are worse than this.
There go.
Look at him.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm into sports, guys.
You make your wife.
Not sports, guys. I'm into sports.
You make your wife. You make
guys. Sports, comma, guys.
Yeah. You make your wife dress right? up as George Brett. You put the stubble on her face. You're like, George.
Get the eye black going.
I see how it is.
True story.
All right. More fun with audio next. I have some Bill Walton to play for you. And did you just mention a sex dungeon? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Somewhere in your
It's your sex dungeon.
Your commentary there.
You have a sex dungeon. You had a sex dungeon growing up. Yeah, in Salina, Kansas. We've heard the story. And by the way, Mike, one word for you. Don't judge feet. Sharks. Exactly.
That's not my fetish.
Sharks don't have feet.
Great point.
Don't be ridiculous. So we'll get to more fun with audio next. But first, Mike's going to give you some sport.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Bro.
All right, we've got some more audio here. Bill Walton, I guess, is doing the White Sox game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
I don't know either. It's his old broadcasting partner that he's doing it with, so I'm guessing there's some sort of connection there.
Jason Benetti.
Yeah.
Jason Benetti.
Mm-hmm.
And so
guy.
He knows Jason.
And I guess he's been into baseball because he just got done, you know, being the guest of honor at Grateful Dead night at the Padres game.
Yeah.
And he said he's taking it seriously.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, he said that he's been studying up on it. And
all he does is bits.
Well, probably. But I don't think they're bits. I just think that's Bill.
I love bridges.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, think about how much time he wastes and just meanders during a basketball game when there isn't dead time. Like, when you're calling a basketball
game, there's not much.
There's not much. And yet he just goes. Baseball is almost nothing but dead time. I mean, I got to believe that someone out there is going to watch this and get us the highlights of this. But I don't know if baseball has ever seen anything like this.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love volcanoes.
Okay, well, Walton is – so that game, I don't know if it started, but it's tonight. But Walton joined this guy.
Well, it's the Sox Angels, and I think it's in Chicago, so it would have started by now.
No, it's in Anaheim.
Oh, it's in Anaheim?
Remember, he lives in Southern California.
He lives in San Diego.
I know, but for whatever reason, I thought it was in Chicago, but I stand corrected.
All right, so maybe it's just the tie-in is that this guy, Benetti, works for the White Sox, and he's buddies with Bill. He used to work with Bill, so he's like, yeah, just join me for a broadcast. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he'll be on there tonight. Watch at your own...
You're right. 7:07 first pitch. I thought because Benetti was with the White Sox, I thought that was the connection, but it is going to be in Southern California.
So Walton joined him recently on a White Sox broadcast to preview tonight's broadcast.
Oh, boy.
That's my grandson's birthday next Friday.
Really?
August 16th. Oh, yes. Happy birthday to you. Take me out to the ball game. California, preaching on the burning shore. California, not knocking on the golden door.
So the audio is from 1941.
Yeah, it's the same
but
well.
But hopefully you heard it.
I think it was the Dusty's well at Power Kia.
God.
I think it was the same thing.
If you ever keep your mouth to a tailpipe of an internal combustion engine.
What?
Oh, my God.
I've not.
You
Should I do that?
Well, it depends on how your day is going.
Did you catch that?
Did he just say
that from 1939?
Have you ever taped your mouth to an exhaust pipe of a combustible engine?
Yeah, he said, have you ever put your mouth over an exhaust pipe of a combustible engine? And
wow, how about that?
He said, should I do that? He goes, well, it depends on how your day is going.
Bill.
Yeah, so Bill is even out there for Bill.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever read The World Without Us by Alex Weissman?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have time because there are two out in the inning. So
two out in the inning? Yeah. What inning is this?
It's the seventh inning.
How many? How many innings do they play?
It's still nine.
Yeah, and you get to stretch after this.
Okay, me out to the ball game.
That's it.
Me out to the crowd. Were you there that night in San Francisco when we set the world record for kazoo playing, when we sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Were you? See,
with
I missed
kazoos,
it. What year was that?
There.
What year?
I'm going to say, you know, when you're
just the pitch, by the way.
Forget when things happen. You remember what happened, and you remember who was there? I thought you were there. But you know, it was Mickey Hart and Bill Kreutzmann. It was quite the show. It was a beautiful night there in the Bay in San Francisco. And we were on top of the dugout. I stumbled and fell on the way up the stairs. And Bill Kreutzmann once again had to save my life. But we got up there and we did set the record. And you, please verify that record still exists, because it was a few years ago. It was at least in the last decade. I know that. But when you're my age, you just can't remember when it all happened, the exact thing. But let me call Mickey, and then he'll know the day. He's got a bunch of memory tonight.
Yeah, call him and get that squared away, because that might be our open on Friday.
Were you there and had the privilege of witnessing Jerry Reinsdorf's speech as he went into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I wasn't there, no, but I've seen it. Yeah.
Where have you been? What do you do?
What do I do? I herd cattle for a living.
All right, so he's a mess.
I would like to point out that I heard at least four pitches. He said there was two outs in the inning, right? And that, so to kind of wrap it up, I heard four distinct pitches happen that they did not call while Bill was talking.
Yeah, this guy just lets him go.
Now, and is that radio or is that TV?
TV.
So that was TV, but Bill Walton had phoned in.
Okay,
so he was over he was over a cell phone.
But at least, I guess, at least on TV, you can see what's happening. I was like, what if that's the radio call? Like, I keep hearing pitches and I don't know what's happening. Jesus,
well,
Bill.
When Walton's on there, you shouldn't expect to know much. You just have to listen to his whimsy.
And he just kept asking.
Well, I think,
were you at this? Were you at that?
He just goes, and I think that the beauty of Walton is that he really didn't say anything in there.
No.
He talked about setting a record for kazoo playing or something, or kazoo. What is it, a kazoo?
There,
kazoo?
Kazoo. Were you there when we broke the record for kazoos?
That's those little plastic things with the little.
Yeah, and he told a story about falling, like tripping on the stairs, which is like really mundane and not interesting. But yet when Bill Walton talks about it, you hang on his every word.
He works.
He's fascinating. So he will be on the White Sox Angels call tonight.
Wow.
If you want to tune into that.
This is
and well, I'm sure we'll have some audio for you for that for next week.
I don't know if I don't even know where to find that game, so I probably won't get it, but I'm looking forward to someone pulling that. I there's just no other way. Someone will have to monitor every moment of that, because the gems over a 9-inning game, I can't comprehend it.
So the IndyCar Grand Prix of Portland is coming.
End of August.
Yep, it's back. And they did a little two-minute promotional video with some of the race car drivers.
Sure.
About how to keep Portland weird. And a sex dungeon, which I know you're fascinated by.
Big fan.
Came up.
Really?
Yes.
That's part of keeping Portland weird?
Well, you'll hear it, but you'll have to wait, because it's next.
Damn it.
5:44 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're just moments away from hot underwear talk. The Oregon team has had a rough fifth inning. They are now losing to New Jersey 6-2 as they head to the bottom of the fifth at the Little League World Series.
They play six?
I'm sorry, what?
How many innings did they play? They don't play nine.
I think it's seven.
Seven. Yeah.
So there's still time.
Okay, so some of this you'll have to sit through, and some of it is good. I like the guy at the end.
Okay.
Just tell you now, but they interview like four or five IndyCar racers who are coming to Portland for the Grand Prix of Portland, which is back out at PRR, which I think is great that it's coming back. And it's coming back in late August. And so as a little promotional video, they ask them, they say, okay, what would you do to keep Portland weird?
Okay.
And see if you can pick out the sex dungeon talk in here.
Portland is weird. People are the nicest, but weird. But I'm super weird too, so I think I belong.
What do you do that makes you weird?
What do I do? Censor ad. I don't know. It's just I'm kind of a different kind of person than most drivers. Yeah. So, but I keep it for outside the track.
Boo!
If I win the race in Portland, I'll do donuts in the grass. I don't know. That seems weird.
Lame.
I know that the Airbnb that I stayed in last year in Portland was really weird.
Ah.
So like, I guess that's the vibe of the city. Like it had two levels. And the second level was definitely a dungeon of sorts a lot of probably different activities. So moving on from that, the track is amazing. It was great to go back there.
Man, Portland does a pretty good job of staying weird on its own. But I'm not the most normal person, so that's kind of why I like Portland. What would I do? I don't know, man. I guess I would, you know, keep feeding into the weirdness that Portland has in the sense that, you know, they're famous for their donuts, which is actually something I didn't know until we went there this past year. And the day after the race, I don't know if I'm proud or ashamed to admit that me and a group of friends, I think it was about five of us, we went to Voodoo Donuts at like 8:30 in the morning and polished off a dozen donuts just like sitting in the parking lot. It was a really surreal experience because so we're weird. Adults and shouldn't be doing that,
crazy.
But it felt like
crazy
in Portland.
Story.
It seemed really appropriate.
Lame.
Don't change.
I love this guy.
Weird
here.
Is good. Like, who's setting the standard for not weird? That's the question I'm always asking. Like, when someone says, oh, you're weird, it's like, oh, so you're the standard? Is that you? So I have to be like you? God, how boring would the world be if people weren't weird? Huh? Think about that. Like, who's setting the standard? Like, you're weird. It's such a brainless thing to say. Actually, I've said that to a few people, so.
I like that guy. Now, he's directing that directly at you because you always call things weird and people weird. What would the world be without weird people?
Yeah, well, it'd be boring, right?
Exactly, as he's saying. So but, who does set the standard for weird? I love that.
The sex dungeon. By the way.
The Airbnb sex dungeon.
How about giving us a link to where we can go?
Well, why don't you just see
a
if you can...
staycation.
Just go on there and see if you can find it.
Put
that word in there.
I don't think, like, I think it goes down, you can filter by, like, is it a pool, a whole house, or whatever. I don't think I can say sex dungeon.
Why not?
Maybe you can say split level, because it said there were two levels.
Okay, now I got to track through every split level house. What we got to do
is go down there
and be like, hey, man.
Sook, you want to find this. You can do whatever you want. I'm just giving you options.
I'm going to track.
Mike's empowering you right now.
I'm tracking him down and be like, hey, where was that rental at? You got a link you can send me?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was sex dungeons for rent.
How about that?
Although it did made me think about this is because I've mentioned before that every time I drive in, on 84, I always laugh when the big black building, Steam, which is like the bathhouse. It's a gay club, right? It's a gay bathhouse in Portland. And I always laugh because it's just this big, giant black building that just says Steam, right? And I've noticed now they're building like high-rise apartments literally right next door to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if someone that's paying top dollar is going to just be like move in and then like look down and be like, oh,
yeah!
How do you get to your place? All right, here's what you do.
See, Balmer's excited.
Balmer loves it.
Go to the gay bathhouse, hook a right, can't miss me. I just thought about that today because literally right over the top of it, they're building these really nice new high-rise apartments.
Balmer can't get enough of it.
No, he can't.
Well, anyway.
Like, would you want to live next door to like a brothel?
No, but how would you feel about a weed shop going in right next to your house?
There's a couple that are close, but
right next door. So we have our little house over here, our first house.
Sure.
You know, we never sold.
Yeah.
There was a...
are going back to that, right?
We are, yeah. We're downsizing. And there's a market across the street from it. Mm-hmm. It used to be just you know, pizza and random things like, sure. I don't know, fingernail clippers or whatever. So it went out of business, and they're putting a weed bar in there. Yeah.
A dispensary.
The bud tenders will be.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping an open mind about it. It's like, I don't know what that will mean. All I know is that, well, we don't really do anything with weed in our house. So it's not a benefit to me. I don't know what it will do to the neighborhood. There is a school and a church like right up the street, which I find interesting. But I don't.
Sunday service just got a lot more interesting.
I'm thoroughly neutral on it. Because the ones that are around my house that we live in now, they're really nice. Like, they're kept up really well. They always present really well.
Sure.
I don't actually see a ton of people, like, in terms of. I think my biggest concern is just a ton of traffic.
Yeah.
Right.
The only weed shop that I've been into is there's one, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes from my house, but it's in a strip mall, and you would never know. And same thing. It's buttoned up. You would have no idea. But I've also been to, there's another one down across off of Weidler, and there's a Chinese restaurant that I like to go to sometimes. My special lady friend worked over there. And the outside of that one during the day, it was full on ne'er-do-well hangout, like milling around during the day. So as long as there wasn't like, you know, just the flood of whoever just milling around there at all hours, I wouldn't care that it's there, but I would be, I don't know, I'd be interested to see what entity kind of ended up hanging out in that general area.
I don't know what it does to property values either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know there are studies on that. We talked about the one in Denver where they studied homes within, I think it was like within an 8-block radius, the home values actually went up.
Really?
Yeah. People need that. They see it as like, yeah, I can just walk straight down.
Here's the thing. I've got nothing against weed shops. I got nothing against bars. I got nothing against strip clubs. I got nothing against, you know, the bathhouse. I don't know necessarily if I'd want those next door to me. You know what I mean? It's separation of church and state. I'd like to, but I wouldn't want a church right next to me either. I think that would be weird. I don't want to wake up on Sunday after whatever it is I did on Saturday and have a bunch of churchgoers cruising around. I'd like to have a little elbow room there.
Check this out. A new study from real estate marketing firm Clever found that home values increased nearly $23,000 more between 2014 and 2019 in cities that allow retail cannabis dispensaries to set up shop compared with cities where recreational marijuana was illegal. Now, that's a little misleading because those cities are what? Seattle, Portland, Denver. All cities where people are flocking to and home values are rising higher than I think a lot of the average.
Yeah, and I don't know if weed has anything to do with that.
Exactly. So I don't know about that number, but I would like to find a number that talks about homes within direct, you know, like within, like I said, 8 blocks or whatever, a few blocks of a marijuana dispensary, what that does for home values. It may be too early to know. But.
Yeah, I think that's going to be real.
Or nothing. Or it may just be, like to me, around here, it's like, it's not even a thing. It's just like not, it's neutral. It's just like any other business going in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And like it's really not a thing.
The only one, like I said, that I ever go to is the Main Street and over in Vancouver. And there's plenty of businesses around there and I've never heard any complaints. It's right in it's technically in my neighborhood. Like I said, it's a couple blocks, maybe 3/4 of a mile. And I've never heard one complaint. I've never seen an uptick in crime. It's not like there's a bunch of cops going around. And when you do walk in, it's really like they do a good job, right? There's security there. There's people they're not hanging around out front. And when you do go in, it's not like, you know, weed guy has a certain, like a stereotype that comes around him, you know, the people that I think those are the ones that people are afraid of. And it's just not the case. You walk in there, it's a bunch of normal dudes. In fact, half the time you go in there, it's a lot of people that are like, hey man, love the show. You know, and their fist, Toe Rapa said hi.
Yeah. Everybody smokes weed, man.
Yeah. I love Lynch. You know, kind of one of those things.
Or at least consumes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, anywhoosies, we got to get on to underwear talk. Are you ready for hot underwear talk?
I am. Well, I'm wearing the hot underwear that you want to talk about.
There's a survey by Tommy John. What percentage of people don't change their underwear daily?
I'm
going to make you guess.
I'm already infuriated that this
exactly,
is a topic.
That it's even brought up.
Be
this
thinking about your number.
So much.
Be thinking about your number.
They better go inside outsies then if they're going to not change it.
That's next to kick off the club on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.